Hey amazing humans, welcome back to the Confidence Glow, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk. I'm Riley Hart, your ever so enthusiastic host here to guide you through the ups and downs of life with a sprinkle of humor and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something seriously important. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself? Like every little stumble is a reason to beat yourself up? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that constantly tells us to hustle harder, achieve more, and be perfect. But what about giving ourselves a break? What about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to our best friend going through a rough patch? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. It's not about being soft or letting yourself off the hook for mistakes. It's about acknowledging that life can be tough, that we all mess up sometimes, and that it's okay to feel vulnerable and imperfect. It's about recognizing our shared humanity and extending ourselves the same grace we offer others. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First things first, recognize those negative self-talk patterns. You know the ones, the inner critic that whispers doubts and throws shade on your every move? Pay attention to those thoughts. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, why are we saying it to ourselves? It's time to challenge those negative voices and replace them with kinder, more supportive words. Imagine talking to a dear friend going through the same struggle. What would you say? Be your own best cheerleader. Next up, practice mindfulness. That means being present in this moment, without judgment. When you find yourself dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about the future, gently bring your attention back to your breath, your body, and your surroundings. Mindfulness helps us detach from those negative thought spirals and create space for self-compassion to blossom. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that inner critic and just being. Another powerful tool is self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing, but rather about nourishing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It's about making choices that support your growth and happiness, like getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body in ways you enjoy, and spending time doing things that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Don't underestimate the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on genuine connections with others. Reach out to loved ones, join a community that aligns with your values, or simply engage in meaningful conversations. Sharing your experiences, both joys and struggles, can help you feel less alone and more supported. Lastly, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, fall back into old patterns, or struggle to be kind to yourself. That's perfectly normal. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward with kindness and understanding. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a project, pouring your heart and soul into it. But things aren't going smoothly. Deadlines loom, ideas seem stuck, and frustration starts to creep in. You might be tempted to beat yourself up, berate your lack of progress, or even withdraw completely. But what if you took a different approach? What if instead of criticizing yourself, you said something like, "It's okay, things are challenging right now. I'm doing my best and that's enough." You might acknowledge the difficulties but offer yourself words of encouragement and support. Instead of dwelling on what's going wrong, focus on what you can control, your effort, your attitude, and your commitment to learning and growing. Remember those key takeaways? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Challenge those negative thought patterns, practice mindfulness, prioritize self-care, nurture your connections, and be patient with yourself throughout this journey. So, my amazing listeners, let's take action. Today, I challenge you to make a conscious effort to be kinder to yourself. Say something positive to yourself in the mirror, do something that nourishes your soul, or simply extend yourself grace when things don't go as planned. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and let's continue to glow together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.